In a moment of diplomatic and cultural significance, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph E. Gonzalez, along with other CARICOM heads of state, recently received an official welcome in Hawassa, Ethiopia. The delegation was greeted by dignitaries, members of the Rastafari community, and treated to vibrant cultural performances, all part of a visit that underscored deep historic ties between Africa and the Caribbean. And according to community activists and member of the Rose Hall Drummers, Selwyn Patterson, who was part of the Vincentian delegation, St. Vincent and the Grenadines stood out on the global stage.
When we went to Shashamani, that our prime minister was the only leader to speak there. We have the Barbados prime minister, we have Grenada, we have St. Kitts Nevis, we have Antigua.
Yeah.
But our prime minister was the only prime minister to address the gathering. And that shows me that St. Vincent has been recognized throughout the world, you know, where leadership is concerned in integrating people and bringing people together. So I said to the Prime Minister, you know, PM, you know, after seeing all of this, I come to the conclusion that St. Vincent is one of the best places on earth.
Community activist and member of the Rose Hall Drummers, Selwyn Patterson. Also speaking on the significance of the visit was another member of the delegation to Ethiopia, Vincentian historian Dr. Gary Denny, who highlighted the Pan-African Summit held during the trip. Dr. Denny said the Prime Minister's participation reaffirmed historical and cultural connections that are vital to both regions.
The Prime Minister's tremendous knowledge of African history, of the place of Ethiopia, of Caribbean history, of the intersection of Black peoples in the Caribbean and Africa, and the enormous significance of this summit that took place, that African countries became independent in the 1950s, Jamaica became independent in 1962, and the Prime Minister was able to put into historical context for all Caribbean leaders, African leaders, that this was a 60-year process in the making of bringing together peoples from the continent and from the Caribbean, the leaders in this summit where we reaffirm historic ties, where we could contemplate how we move forward in the future. No one spoke with greater fluency, greater eloquence, greater authority than the Prime Minister to those issues.
Dr. Denny described the entire experience as historic, noting that the moment must be understood within the broader context of Pan-Africanism and Black solidarity. He also expressed hope for lasting unity.
It was historic. In and of itself, it is one for the history books. And so we always have to have that kind of perspective that what was taking place here within the context of Pan-Africanism, it has a history that goes back for at least 100 years of the idea that Black peoples in the continent and beyond could come together in pursuit of a common agenda, recognizing their oneness as a people. But at the same time, in the context of the prime ministers themselves, independent Black countries in Africa and the Caribbean, that was quite different from, say, 100 years ago when intellectuals met, hoping that such a moment as happened a couple of weeks ago could indeed arrive. So to be there, basically in the making of history, in the dream, the hope, the ambition that this would translate in time into something extraordinary for weaving Black people together across the Atlantic Ocean.
Vincentian historian Dr. Gary Denny. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.